So it's my pleasure to introduce our next speaker, a man who is well known for two incredibly important areas. One is his study of grammar, language, linguistics, and the other for his study of U.S. foreign and defense policy. Noam is known for many, many things. One that's not as well known is his extraordinary accessibility. I can speak personally about this. When I first interviewed for my job here at Tufts University, too long ago, and I want to remember, more than 25 years ago, I came for my interview here, and I was doing my dissertation at the time on the Vietnam War, and I'd heard of Noam somehow from working on that particular topic. And I came to Tufts, but I knew that Noam was at MIT, and I was only here for a couple days and called him, and I don't know if you remember, but he said, come over and talk. And that was just a wonderful thing for a graduate student to be able to just go across town and spend a half hour, 45 minutes talking about that with Noam. Emails, legendary for his correspondence with people who will write to him. So that may not be the only thing that he's known for, but in registering the many contributions of Noam, I do want to highlight that little-known fact about his amazing accessibility to people throughout the United States and around the world. I started to teach at Tufts, and when I think of the contributions and the meaning of Noam to I think of the students that I've had over the years, and the students not only at Tufts, but at universities in the United States and throughout the world. And the extraordinary importance of his published work for forcing students to think through the important issues of the day. If a university experience is to challenge your preconceived notions about how the way the world works, Noam has a very good job of doing that, and for many, many students, he has played that central role, an extraordinary contribution. But not only for students, because for the intellectual life and the political life of the United States and the world, Noam has made an important contribution. Again, even for myself, you can find yourself at times falling into a certain kind of momentum, a certain kind of way of accepting not only the language and the thoughts that you have yourself, but also the language and the thoughts that come through the press, through the newspaper, and through established political authorities. Noam's amazing contribution is to continually hold those up to scrutiny and to light, and to make us think through not only the content of what's happening, but the form in which it's being presented to us. Again and again, to challenge, to make sure that we don't fall into some kind of quiescence and acceptance about the way the world works. And since there's so much weight in terms of power and language that is aimed at all of us, his voice in countering that is of extraordinary importance. I once read a review of one of Noam's books that was looking at the media coverage and the press, which of course is one of his central concerns. And it was a review that was published in the Columbia Journalist Review. And the reviewer, who was a critic of Noam's, still insisted that any student who went through a school of journalism should encounter his work in order to think better, to think through how they were going to practice that craft. It was an acknowledgement of the importance of this for journalists. Now, personally, I think that the students in the schools of journalism could have done a better job in their homework in reading Noam's work, but again, the idea that if you are a practicing journalist, to think through, again, the implications of Noam's work, again, is of extraordinary importance. And finally, when I think of Noam's contributions, I think not only of the United States, but also to think of this in a worldwide context as well. Not only because Noam is well known in intellectual and political circles throughout the world, but also because of the message and the voice that comes from the United States to the rest of the world. when we think of all of the places, Vietnam, the Middle East, Central America, when we think of all of those places that have borne the brunt of U.S. political and military might, it's so important to hear from other parts of the world, to other parts of the world, that we in the United States do not speak in only one voice, that there are critics, that there are people who challenge, that there are movements who would contest the way in which the United States conducts its foreign and its military policy. It's so important for other people to hear that we are not of only one piece, that we are of multiple pieces, and some of those pieces are about peace, not about war, are about challenging U.S. military and political power, not only about quiescence, are about questioning, and are about skepticism. So, please welcome a man whose life, both personal and political, have embodied so many of those principles. Please welcome Noam Chomsky.
Apologies for the dramatic entrance. I was misinformed about where to go and when to come, but otherwise everything was fine. Though I was directed to a locked, closed garage and wondered what to do with that.